And speaking of relationships, I should mention the relationship of the main subject, in this case the paper flowers and the vase, in contrast to that black background. Details like those in the flowers are always going to be seen against some sort of background, and the question is, what should the background be? In this case, by choosing a very stark background, a dead black background, the blank in the background serves as a fantastic contrast to all the detail in the leaves. It enhances the sense of lighting in the photograph and gives us the ability to focus directly on what it is that Hawks wants us to see, and that is the flowers, the paper flowers. If we miss that visual pun, we've missed the entire photograph. And what makes that visible pun so much more accessible to us is her appropriate use of a dead black background. I might even go so far as to say any other kind of background, white background, gray background, a colored background, might change the visual image entirely. It's the stark contrast of the black in the background and what we understand in the printed flowers is the ink that makes those images. It's that contrast that makes this image visually successful and amplifies the visual pun to the point where it becomes a lot easier for us to get it. Every first-year photography student knows the importance of the background and how easy it is to get seduced into pulling all of our attention into the foreground to the point where the background gets ignored and therefore the opportunity to succeed is missed because we overlook this important component of every photograph. This image illustrates precisely the importance of the background. Change the background and the image is radically diminished.